Thank you, Chair. Dear participants, I'm speaking on behalf of ActionAid European Youth Delegation together with other NGOs participating in the 8th session. We welcome the third revised draft on the LBI and are convinced it is a solid basis for further negotiations also around the pressing issue of child labour. According to the International Labour Organization, it is estimated that 170 million children are engaged in child labour. Child labour is defined as work for which a child is either too young or work which, because of its nature or conditions, is altogether considered unacceptable and is prohibited. Children below the age of 15 working at cocoa farms, example given for Nestlé. Children working in the fields to collect cotton from brands like Zara or H&M. The famous Help Me tags on garments of companies like Shein. The 2013 Rana Plaza accident, where at least 1,132 people were killed, amongst them children. The examples are numerous and the list is long. Despite the existing instruments with regards to this issue, as representatives of the youth, it is in our view that the instrument to regulate in international human rights law the activities of transnational corporations and other business enterprises should emphasize or at least refer to the issue of child labor in a more definitive way. It is only mentioned in one of the articles of the LBI as an issue on which member states should pay attention to when implementing the present instrument. The way it is mentioned gives out the impression that special attention shall be undertaken when the cases are severe, namely, and I'm quoting, the worst forms of child labour. Child labour is a crime, and therefore it should be given special attention regardless of the level of severity. Thus, we're asking this working group to take action and include the issue of child labour further in this binding instrument. We're asking the United Nations to grant safety to children across the world when deprived of their basic human rights. We're asking for their protection.